Texas. For Harvey Norman Computers and Electrical, Mackay's number one technology destination on 4MK.
Well, it's all happening this weekend, and it's actually the first time I've been a part of it, and it's in my beautiful hometown of Bowen, and it's the big race of the Bowen Super Powerboats, and the race caller, David Bishop, joining me this morning from Melbourne. Hello, mate. How are you this morning?
Hello, mate.
You there?
Yeah, you there, mate?
Yeah, gotcha now, mate. in cold Melbourne, I bet you're looking forward to coming up to beautiful North Queensland to get into the warmer weather.
Oh, how am I? Well, fair dinkum, mate. I'm like a drug addict. Seriously, it's a late start to the offshore season this year because a few of our boats have been over competing in New Zealand. So, I've had a few withdrawals. I haven't been to an offshore powerboat race for about 6 months. And as you're right, I'm down here freezing my tail off in Melbourne. Absolutely can't wait to just get up there to beautiful Bowen and sun myself and watch the spectacle that is offshore superboats.
Yeah, that's for sure, mate. Now, it's the third year it's actually been held in Bowen. Mate, what do you think of the place?
Look, the place is fantastic. I mean, obviously, all of those beautiful beachside towns up there in Queensland are beautiful and the weather's magnificent. But the real thing that I notice about Bowen is just the support from the community. You know, they really get behind the race. They do a fantastic job. Big Mickey Boyce up there just puts in much effort. And it's just incredible. You know, the mayor, community groups all get behind it. We have a grandstand. I'm not sure if we're having a grandstand this year, but, you know, there's always something different going on at Bowen, and that's probably the thing for me that makes it, I reckon, well, possibly my favourite race on the circuit for the year.
Really, eh? Gee, that's good, mate. And you do a lot of them. Where do you travel to?
Yeah, we travel all around Australia. Queensland is very, very proactive in terms of their government supporting powerboat racing. So we do a lot of races in Queensland. Victoria probably needs to get on board a little bit, although I'm happy to be coming up there rather than staying down here at the moment. but yeah, certainly we do, you know, Townsville, Mackay. We also do some New South Wales races, Coffs Harbour, and Newcastle and a few other places around the joint. So, yeah, we do about 6 or 7 rounds each year, depending on what sort of support we're getting from local council.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be something, mate, that'll just grow bigger and better all the time in Bowen. Now, as the official race caller, now, your role, obviously, is to call the race. Is it like calling a horse race, or is it slower, faster, is it quicker? How does it work?
Yeah, look, people have described my commentary style as maybe a little horse race. Like, I get up and about, you know, I've grown up around fast boats, and, you know, if you don't get excited about, you know, boats doing 140, 150 mile an hour with over 2,000 horsepower in them, well, you probably should talk to your doctor because there's something wrong with you. But, I get right up and about at Hamo, and I love it. You can't go full tilt, obviously, because the races go for, you know, 30 and 45 minutes, unlike a horse race might only go for a couple of minutes. But, you know, the tactics and, of course, reliability comes into the racing as well.
Sure.
So, you know, we're always trying to explain what's going on inside the cockpits of the boats, the mechanics of the whole thing. And, of course, these boats are driven by two people. They're that complex that you have a guy on the throttles and a guy steering. So there's two crew in the boat, and it's a real team sport as well.
Well, mate, there is a rumour getting around, and I don't know how true it is, but I've seen a few Facebook posts that they might be actually throwing me in a boat for a little while to have a bit of a crack with someone.
I've heard some rumours about that, and I tell you what, mate, it'll be the best thing you can do with your pants on. Because,
as long as I don't do anything else in the pants while we're in it.
The Bowen dry cleaners got a little bit of a workout last year when we had the Team 3 boat roll over.
Don't say that. Mate, it's looking at this stage, 10 to 15 knot winds. So that's very close to perfect conditions for something like that. You don't want the winds to be too light, do you?
No, exactly right. And it really comes down to the crews, you know. Different boats suit different conditions. The bigger boats prefer the rough water because it allows them to use their boat length and their weight to span the gaps of the waves, and they can go fast in the rough water. The little boats with the big horsepower, they want it really smooth so they can use their, you know, blistering speed. So it really depends. They don't mind, you know, there'll be different camps in the pits. Some guys praying for rough water, other guys will be praying for smooth. So at the end of the day, someone's going to get what they want and someone's not going to get what they want.
Yeah. Well, mate, look, they've got me sitting beside you. I think I won't be doing any race calling, that's for sure. But
I don't know about that, Hamo. We're going to rope you in, son. Don't worry about that.
But mainly to thank the sponsors and so forth, and just let people know of the other events that are going on, mate. So look, I'll be like an apprentice in training right beside you as we go along.
Oh, I don't think so, mate. I think you'll love every minute of it, and I'm sure once the boats fire up and the flag drops and the excitement starts, you'll be wanting to jump in there and throw a few comments in as well, I reckon.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Look, looking forward to actually meeting you, mate. Have a safe trip up here, and we'll catch up on Saturday for the big offshore super power boats in beautiful Bowen.
Thanks so much, Harrow, and thanks to everybody there for your fantastic support. It's been terrific.
Good on you, Boise. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
10:26, 4MK. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's on this coming weekend. Get on up to beautiful Bowen. It's only a couple of hour drive, and I'm sure you will absolutely enjoy it. The weather's looking pretty good for it. It's going to be fine, sunny conditions by the looks, and around about 10 to 15 knots, and a lot happening in the beautiful township of Bowen. Top of the Whitsundays, gem of the Coral Coast. Classic hits, 4MK. Here's the Greg Kinn Band and the breakup song. They don't write them. 4MK. Good morning.